latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Newcastle United headlines, and on the latest transfer rumours, one winger has been linked with a move to St James's Park. Stuart Downing has been told he can spend the rest of the season away from Middlesbrough. He can leave on loan in the January transfer window. Downing has been linked with Newcastle. They're currently engaged in a fight for promotion back to the Premier League, but may be more tempted by the chance. He may be tempted to join up with Sam Allardyce and Crystal Palace once more. Well, Downing actually prospered under the former Sunderland and England boss during their time together at West Ham. He was used to good effect in a central role. Allardyce is currently attempting to drag Crystal Palace out of their relegation dogfight. It's understood that they've identified Downing as a potential recruit. Well, it remains to be seen whether he would consider a return to the Championship. Sources close to the player have indicated he wouldn't, or whether Middlesbrough would consider loaning him to one of their northeast rivals. Or indeed one of their rivals for top flight survival. Meanwhile, Sporting Gijón director of football Nico Rodriguez has travelled to England to try and clinch a deal for Newcastle's long-serving midfielder Sheikh Tiote. Reports in Spain claim he jetted into London to talk to Tiote's agents about a move for the midfielder on Monday. He hopes to sell the Ivorian on the idea of playing in La Liga rather than taking a bigger payday elsewhere. Well, Sporting are also looking at Thomas Pina, Mirko Vejnovic of Feyenoord and Sampdoria midfielder Lucas Cigarini as alternatives, but it's Tiote, who actually started against Birmingham City in the FA Cup on Saturday, who is the priority signing for Gijón. Well, Tiote is the last remaining member of United's old guard who were available in the summer, who's yet to find a new club. The midfielder has been unsettled at Newcastle for a couple of years now, and his contract is up at the end of the season, which means any fee that Sporting would pay would just be minimal. His wage demands are an obstacle, though, which is why Rodriguez has flown to England to try and persuade the midfielder to go.